are in Sim and Tav Resh Mem Vav Sif. Hey, says the Mechaber. The mitzvah, ba'inan l'chatchila, we require kol shir orech ha'hadas shei avos, that the whole length of the hadas be 3x3x3x3x3, all on the same level. Ulikuva b'di'eved b'ruba, we require that the majority of the hadas be as such. Even if it's not on top, even if the top part is completely empty, or it has 2x2x2, whatever it may be, that's fine, as long as the majority of it on the bottom is 3x3x3x3x3. If you had a hadas which was all the way through 3x3x3x3, and then one leaf fell off from each level until the majority of the length of the hadas is machlokas rishonim. Some say it's kosher since you're left with two in every kan. We say ruba kukulo, just like we were in the machshir when some of the leaves fell off the entire length. And there are some who say that that case would be pasal lahalacha. We go lahaka b'makamat chak, that is the conclusion of the chronim according to the Mishnah Berurah. But this is only if al kapanim you're left with two on every kan where you now have rov. But if two fall off from the majority of the hadas, such that you're left with one in the majority of the hadas, so then that's going to be pasal according to everyone. Sitvav yavshu alav pasal. Kamshu kasher. If the leaves dry out, they're pasal. But if it's just kamush, which means it's just If it's not completely dried, so then it's going to be fine. So if Zion Shir Hayavsha is how dry is dry. I feel him nifrach b'tziporin, even if it gets crumpled when you comes into little pieces when you rub it with your fingers, even if it turns into crumbs, it's imadayin yirukim, as long as they're green, kosher, it's still kosher. Ve'enam nikram yuveshim, they're not called dry, elek she'albinu pneim, until it turns completely white. The Mishnah Berurah says that really it's not so common to have a metzias where we dry it out such that it's white, that it wouldn't be turned into crumbs when you rub it with your fingers. So therefore, if it gets white, then that's called yavish. Sif ches, yavshu rov alav, of the majority of the leaves dried out, v'nishtaya barosh kol bad mehal gimel badin, but on top of each of the hadasim, you are left with bo gimel avin lachin, you are left with three wet leaves on top of each of the hadasim, that's going to be kosher. Even if, again, the majority, the entire orech of each hadas is dried out, as long as the top have three leaves that are still wet, then it's going to be kosher. The yesh mefarshim, but some say, sha'afilu meha gimel shebechad kina yavshu, that even if the three on one of them is dried out, yavshu shnayim, two of them have dried out, v'lo nishar kiim echad lachin, you're only left with one leaf, that is wet, kasher, it's still going to be kasher. As long as it's one of the leaves that is a little bit above the other two leaves. This is a bit problematic because we saw earlier, Mishnah Berurah points out, we saw earlier that they have to be on the same level, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses why there's a difference. The Mishnah Berurah also points out it's a bit odd that the Mechaber brings this second shita, that as long as one of the leaves is still wet, then it remains kosher, because this is the opinion of the Rush, and the Rush holds that it doesn't need to actually be on the top, and it's a bit odd. It doesn't need to be on the top, but also the Rush says that still it has to be that you're left with three of the, there are three spots, and in each of the three spots on the Hadas, you have one leaf that is still wet. So the Achornim ask, this is a bit bothersome that the Mechaber doesn't quote it correctly, but this is the opinion of the Rush. Sif Tes, Im Osam Alem Shalo Yashu, if those leaves which should not dry out, Heim Kmushin, they are Kamush though, Yesh Poslin, some say that it's Pasul, because in order for it to be save the Hadas, it actually has to be Lach, V'yesh Machshirin, and some say it's still Kasher, that since Kamush is Kasher, it's able to still save the Hadas, even if the majority is dried out.